You're back here on SBS Radio. My name is Amit Rehak, and we are back live on air. And as usual, here at this time, 12:24, we have our special studio guest in the studio. It's time to say good afternoon to Mr. Henry Weinach Roth.
How are you, Amit, this afternoon?
It's so good to have you back.
Great. Are you sure it's good to have me back? And every time I see you, after we've had a session, you look a little greyer in the hair.
Oh, my God, really, it's the stress. Anyway, we're here around across Australia on SBS One. You can also listen to us on Facebook, or you can watch us actually live streaming on your Facebook page, Henry Roth, which is great. Henry, just to remind our listeners mm-hmm. that you are a all-around media personality and social enterprise branding expert, which is fantastic.
And I also know how to make a really good cup of tea.
Absolutely.
And you, Amit, as my co-host, and welcome to you and to also all our guests this afternoon, are quite the entrepreneur when it comes to IT and computers, and I'm always in awe of your profession. So it's good that we've got our Hebrew Brothers power action on.
Now, if you just woke up, if you just start tuning in, listening to us, have you heard the big news from Israel?
I am absolutely beyond myself.
And
I'm
Netta Barzilai, which is now in the background.
Is she? Is she here with us?
Won the Eurovision.
Oh my God. Yay. I want your toy.
Wait, let's,
little boy.
Just a second before. Let's listen 30 seconds from this beautiful song. This is the Eurovision winner for 2018, Netta Barzilai.
Yay,
with the toy.
Israel.
Beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern time preacher. Welcome, boys, too much noise I will teach you.
It's just unbelievable what's going on here in the studio. Everybody's happy.
You forgot that I play. My teddy bear's running away. The Barbie got something to say. Hey. My summer says leave me alone. I'm taking my
as you can as you can hear in the background, Netta definitely has a great voice. And you should see Henry now dancing in the studio because he's so happy of the winning of Netta in the Eurovision 2018 in Portugal. So congratulations, Netta. And they say that next year in Jerusalem, the Shana Haba Yerushalayim, as you know, finally, we have
it's just
the think dream come true.
20 years was the last time Israel had a happy.
Yeah, 20 years ago, correct. Yes. 1998.
But why?
Hallelujah.
No, that was in the 70s. But 20 years ago, it was.
Who was it?
Dana International with
that's
Diva.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a lot to say about them. We're going to have a little session about Netta, but I am obsessed to the point of in awe of her global reach and what the impact of her message, which is treat me equally. Don't worry about how I look. Don't look at my weight. Let me worry about that.
Correct.
I'm proud of who I am. It's just such a strong message coming out of Israel as well.
And she said, Wonder Woman, I'm sure that we will hear this song more and more in the next few days.
And that was part of our theme. And by the way, who was Wonder Woman in cinemas across the world, but in Israeli?
Correct. Right. Remember her name?
Yes, Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot, correct.
Yes. So I think it's a moment where often we have so much to be concerned about, but this is something to really shout from the rooftops.
All right. Thanks, Kieran. Thank you for that beautiful song.
What do you think about my dancing? You didn't want to join me. Do you want to be a chicken?
If you're live on Facebook, you can see Henry dancing to the song. But it's, yeah.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Anyway, let's move on. So,
yes.
First, we'll say again good afternoon, Henry.
Yes.
It's really good to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me, Amit.
It's a wonderful occasion to be here, and it's always a pleasure to join you as my Hebrew brother.
Yes.
That's what we call each other.
Can I say something to you really interesting?
Of course.
Because I forgot my kippah at home, but actually, yesterday, and I have not done this probably in all my life, I had my kippah in my bag, and I thought, I'm just going to put it on. And I put my kippah on the whole evening, and do you know what? It felt amazing. Melbourne and Australians generally, people came up to me and they said, what a really nice cap you've got. It was really, really quite beautiful. Anyway.
Fantastic. Anyway, for today's segment, Henry, yes. We have, of course, Netta Barzilai. We just heard a song. And later we'll hear also what was the reaction when they actually announced her winning. So from the Israeli television, you'll hear the all excitement, exciting. And you know what? Currently, as we speak, it's live. It's now about 2 a.m. in Israel. People are still jumping.
Oh, they're partying. They're going
they're
crazy.
Partying. It's amazing. Mm. It's amazing. It's a great, great occasion. Mm-hmm. Our first guest, Henry, will be the founder of an exceptional organization and charity called Impact. Mm. working to support families that go through family and domestic violence. Mm-hmm. After that, we'll have a short music break. And Henry, we are celebrating, of course, Netta's amazing win here until
we die.
Until 1 p.m. So yeah. I'm still excited, actually. That's amazing.
You know, you introduced me to this artist, and we were at my a conference, and we were doing something. You said, listen, stop everything. I've got to show you this amazing woman. And I in the beginning, I'm like, I didn't know how to take it, and then it was just like, boom.
It was boom.
Boom.
And by the way, Kieran, let's maybe play the moment that Israel was announced as the winner. Let's listen to that.
Okay.
Rega. Haim ze omer.
Which means that Israel is the winner.
Israel won.
Israel.
Israel.
The winner is Israel.
Israel won.
Israel, 12 points.
What?
12 points.
So they won that difference.
A clear win.
So the dip was the 12 points that they won by 12 points only. Oh my gosh! Who was under? Who was second?
Cyprus.
Cyprus. It was amazing.
Beautiful, beautiful. In Israel, in Jerusalem next year. That's what I said.
It's
okay,
amazing.
Anyway, let's move on to our next subject because we could talk about Netta whole day.
Yes.
I'm sure we will.
Yes.
Let's now introduce Kathy Kaplan OAM.
Yes.
And I would like now to welcome our first guest, Kathy Kaplan, the founder and president Impact. Henry, to you.
Interestingly enough, we do have a very special guest here in context of our show being called The Wonder Woman Issue Edition. Happy Mother's Day, of course, to all our mothers, to my mother, Annetta, your mother, probably, Kathy, yours, Amit. If we don't, we will not get out of here. And in the context of what we've got going on today and the celebration of such joy, we have to also remind ourselves that things can be quite life-threatening for people.
Yeah.
I met Kathy when I first moved to Melbourne about 4 years ago, and I have to say it's one of my biggest honours to meet such an extraordinary young lady. She is selfless in her pursuit of the need for justice in families when it comes to violence.
Yep.
This young lady here has brought up her own children, 3 children, and this is what I find amazing about women. She is just a school teacher, learning, like, teaching people in the future.
Mm-hmm.
She's an OAM, and amongst other things, I've personally seen firsthand her own organisation, Impact, which is for domestic violence. And I'll tell you the thing that put Kathy in my stead to the next level. I was honoured to be her guest speaker at one of her events, and she came up to me and she said, that's going to be $50. And I said, well, what do you mean, Kathy? She said, there's no free rides on this organisation. You came to have lunch, and thank you so much for speaking, but also we have a bill to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, this woman is extraordinary. So welcome, Kathy, to
Hello.
This special Shabbat Wonder Woman.
Shabbat Shalom. After this whole introduction,
it's extraordinary.
Welcome to the studio, Kathy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And Hag Sameach.
Toda, thank you so much. Kathy, let's start with the first question. What is Impact? And I mean, it was founded in Victoria.
Yes.
But what is it?
Okay, it's a charity, completely volunteer run, and we make a difference to Victorian women and children fleeing extreme violence at home. We have no paid staff, no paid premises, and one of our dreams, one of our big, hairy, audacious goals is actually to go national. So we're looking for champions in other states.
Can I ask you, it's important that as a charity, but you have to have some kind of running budget, right? Or no, there's no expenses.
Well, our only key expenses are incorporated fees and insurance.
And that's it?
That's it.
That's unheard of. That's unbelievable. Because I met in the charity space, Australians spend billions on donating money, and Australians now have a big question mark on where that money goes.
That's right. So I can put my hand on my heart and say more than 99 cents in every dollar donated goes to fulfilling our mission.
That's extraordinary.
Kathy, you have quite an amazing CV in your life of experience. What do you think are the top 3 lessons of life that you would like to share with us?
Oh, goodness.
Safel, we want the safel.
Exactly. Standing on one foot, the rest is commentary. I think if it's not me, who will it be? That we all have a responsibility. As we're taught in Pirkei Avot, we're not obliged to finish the job, but we're not allowed to give up trying.
Right,
And I think that's my guiding principle in everything. So, you know, just see something that needs to be done Start doing it. Whether you can finish it by yourself, whether you need help, just start and keep trying.
When you started Impact, you started as one person, didn't you?
I did. I had a couple of friends who joined me. There were 12 of us in that first year who packed 100 hampers or bags of love, as we call them. We've now packed 1,000 and we had 300 volunteers. But there are one or two individuals who have been with me the whole way, and that's quite extraordinary.
Unbelievable.
That's nice. So that's how you got involved in Impact for Women? That's
yes.
She founded it.
I started it. Yeah. Yes.
Can I ask you what it was that got you to the point where you were motivated to work within this space of extreme domestic violence?
Okay, well, it's just over 12 years ago. It's Mother's Day today, so it was a few weeks before Mother's Day 12 years ago. I was still a single mum at home, three children at home.
Yes.
Very busy job, just finished being president of a large communal organisation. In fact, Temple Beth Israel, the largest synagogue in the Southern Hemisphere at that time.
Yes.
And so I had 5 minutes spare up my sleeve.
You did?
And I did. Hardly, and right. Needed to fill that, and I saw lots of advertisements, happy mummies getting electrical appliances and chocolates that we neither need nor want. And I thought, there's a lot of us that won't be getting that. And all this happy advertising is actually reinforcing what we've been taught about being worth nothing. Wouldn't it be nice to do something tokenistically? And that's how it started. It was supposed to be once off. And then the thank you note started coming. Right. And the one that still hits me in the stomach is the one that said, this is my first Mother's Day present ever that did not include a black eye.
Wow.
So from that once-off tokenistic thing, we've grown into quite a significant organisation.
Kathy, can we talk about figures a little bit?
I mean, yeah, sure.
I would like to know more figures about what's happening right now regards family violence.
Okay, we have to remember these statistics are Australian. We're not talking third world, I'm talking Australian. One in three Australian women will experience physical violence in her lifetime.
It's just unbelievable. Wow.
In metropolitan Melbourne alone, there are at least 1,000 women and their children in hiding on any given night. And so far this year,
I've got shivers.
So far this year, 24 Australian women have been killed.
Did you hear that? Killed.
24 by someone who once said, I love you.
You see, when Kathy talks about these figures I meet, she's talking about when people are in extreme danger, they mean that they are scared for their life.
Yes, and of course this past week we've heard the terrible tragedy in WA.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
Kathy, what can we do about
it? How are you impacting?
What's the solution?
Yes.
If I had that, I'd have a Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
But I think where we start is the message that Netta is giving, respect. Of respect. We're all different. We have to have respect for each other. Men and women together. Women and women together. Men and women together.
You know, it's interesting. I think as people with an ethnic background, including Jewish, Italian, whatever, we like to think it's not on our side of the fence.
Unfortunately, do you know what I'm saying?
Is it?
And in fact, last year when there were 74 murders, three of them that we know were Jewish.
So
we're batting way above our average as per population.
Why is Australia? Well, it seems to me, I remember as a child working, growing up and remembering the horrors of when people would come out of pubs at 6 o'clock at night because they would spill back, and you knew immediately that your friends were in danger because their father or their mother was drunk or whatever it was. Why do we have a much higher representation of domestic violence in this country than other countries in the world?
Not necessarily. And we have to be very clear that it's not just because people are drunk or drugged or unemployed or mentally ill. It's not a function of that. They're side effects and they're contributory factors. It's only about power and control.
So, I have learned so much. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
I always thought it was triggered by alcohol.
No, and we know that it's not because, for example, we have a woman in hiding at the moment from our own community whose perpetrator is the CEO of one of Australia's leading corporations.
My God.
Now, he works in a very stressful environment. He doesn't beat up on his partners, his colleagues, his suppliers, his employees.
But you make an impact and you do make a difference. So what are you doing to, what is obviously quite a serious problem, that you're making not light of it, but you're giving people hope and you're giving people, a whole new direction. How does that manifest itself?
Okay. Last sentence, because we're finished off.
Sorry?
I'm saying last sentence.
Okay, we make a difference by supporting women, giving them bags of love at Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the year, we refurbish and repair refuges. We provide interest-free loans and lots of other things. We give people respect. We show them that they matter. We show them that someone they don't even know thinks that they're worthwhile.
Quickly, how do people get in touch with you?
Yes,
impactforwomen.org.au or on Facebook or on Instagram, and we'd love to hear from you.
How humbling. A big applause.
Thank you so much, Kathy Kaplan, OAM. I really appreciate coming to our studios on Sunday morning.
Very
afternoon,
humbling.
Actually, on this beautiful day. What we'll do now, after the break, we will go and speak to another
Caroline
guest.
Caroline Lewis. And Caroline, would you stay with us?
I would love to.
For the double whammy?
Now, Caroline Lewis from Sydney, she's the president.
Vice
president of the
Great Synagogue. 140 years, probably one of the oldest institutions of Jewishness in this country.
Interesting. So after the break, there we go.